This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
The week will conclude with the 43rd annual Portland Pride Waterfront Festival and Parade, June 15th and 16th at Tom McCall Park. More information about the Portland Pride Festival and Parade can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. Up next, Air Cascadia with Chris Andre.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, June 18th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Well, the Labour Review Board is backpedaling on its ill-advised decision to hand over the Terminal 6 operations of plugging and unplugging container ships to the electricians instead of the longshoremen. Yesterday, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, threw out a provision of Arizona's voter-approved law that required proof of U.S. citizenship to register before an election, essentially a form of a poll tax, eh? And this will not end well. That's the word from wise people on American involvement in Syria. And from Turkey, word is that crowds are back holding Gezi Square and the protests there are continuing. First, this from the National Weather Service. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps partly sunny, though, with a high around 68 and southwest winds 6 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, lows around 55. Not much wind, but, a breeze carrying those thunderheads over to us, 7 to 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, expect rain, mainly in the morning, highs near 64, and southwest winds 6 to 9 for tomorrow night. There is a chance of showers and a low around 53. The alternative forecast, we have a waxing gibbous root moon in Virgo. The moon is 9 days old. The synodic advice is sow vegetables that produce internal seed-bearing fruits. Not that difficult to do this time of year. And also, it's a good idea to get a jump on the weeds. Don't leave anything blank in your area where you grow things. If you do, it'll be immediately filled up by things that you might not necessarily want, and that'll be very, very difficult to get rid of once they're established. After all, a weed is simply a plant that's in the wrong place. So fill it up with something that you do want before you wind up in a complete jungle. The biodynamic forecast moon in Virgo, they say it's an earth sign and a good time to sow root plants. The sidereal outlook, moon in Virgo, dry and barren, good time for garden maintenance. That's it for both the alternative and the conventional forecasts. And now, getting right into some news from around Cascadia, we hear that U.S. District Judge Michael Mossman issued an order vacating the August decision that was nearly a year ago by the D.C.-based board, which found electricians were entitled to plug, unplug, and monitor refrigerated containers. As this is reported by mainstream news, we would be led to believe that this is a simple matter of sort of standing there with a, you know, regular plug in your hand, plugging and unplugging things. Not so. This is not an easy job. There is, like, with so many things at the port, at ports around the world, these are dangerous jobs, pretty much all of them. And plugging in and unplugging and moderating refrigerated containers is not as simple as it sounds. Traditionally, and up until the skirmish last year, it was the job of the Longshoremen's Union members to do this until this ill-advised decision. The problems related to the dispute at the port's Terminal 6 led to mile-long lines of trucks last summer, causing cargo vessels to bypass Portland. Okay, we will finish up with that story. We've got a couple more stories from around Cascadia. Apparently down in Salem, things are not going that well. And also amphibians are the latest canaries in the coal mine. Wait till it gets up to human beings, the canaries in the coal mine. And the distance to the light at the top of the tunnel begins to look a little bit dimmer. We are going to be able to speak with Marcia Mitchell. I had been trying to reach her, and I believe that there was a bit of confusion, and I'm very glad to be able to welcome Marcia to the KBOO airwaves. This, again, I don't like to jump too quickly into a story which has certainly immediate implications for us here in Cascadia. We've had the Green Scare. We are quite accustomed to government agencies of one sort or another infiltrating in various activist groups. Anarchists certainly have been targeted. So indeed, the NSA's activities do touch upon our lives. But this is certainly international, and the story just keeps getting bigger. You would think that as the spying activities seem to have extended to global proportions, where else can they go? But indeed, G8 leaders are meeting in Northern Ireland and also have come in for their share of oversight by U.S. agencies. We're so happy to be able to welcome Marcia to the KBOO airwaves. Marcia Mitchell is co-author of The Spy Who Tried to Stop a War, Catherine Gunn and the Secret Plot to Sanction the Iraq Invasion. And she just wrote a piece, Spying on the G20 Summit and a British Precursor to the Snowden Case. Good morning, Marcia. Thank you so much. I'm sorry if there was a bit of confusion over contacting you, but I'm very happy to welcome you to the show today.
Well, I'm happy to be with you.
So this is really rather, it's if it weren't so deadly serious in many cases, this would be funny.
Well, you know, something that's funny about it, you remember Yogi Berra's classic observation in 1947 when he said, it's deja vu all over again. And this is truly a case of deja vu, and it's a very serious case, but it does have sort of an amusing implication there when we think about we're doing the same thing all over again. NSA, at its best, it's been doing this for years. And in the Catherine Gunn case, it was a leak of an illegal NSA spy operation against the UN Security Council. In Snowden's case, of course, it's much broader bundle of information that's going out, and it's shocking the world.
Snowden, then, at the center of the storm, and a likely fugitive for the time being, though, as the outrage bills, it seems that he would, in fact, have safe haven. And that, if that is the case, and that is revealed, then it would encourage others to step forward. Regarding people in the pipeline, just as there are targets of these things and targets, people who are being basically set up to be well framed for all kinds of things, so too I would imagine in the pipeline there are others who are privy to secrets which ought to be public, who are going to step forward. What effect right now are some of these revelations having on the architecture of secrecy in the U.S.?
I think it's putting them in a very, very difficult position. As you say, there are secrets that should not be secrets. Hopefully there are some lessons to be learned here, which include understanding that transparency is really important for worldwide trust. You know, we are a global village in many ways, and if we continue along this same line of spying on each other, something that I think that the agencies are recognizing and that the government and the world is recognizing as a whole is that sooner or later, someone with a conscience or someone who has a traitorous bent is going to leak this sort of thing. We shouldn't be surprised. And I think the intelligence agencies now maybe will come to realize that some of this, the clandestine efforts that are kept secret because of, quote, security, national security, or anti-terrorism, that these things that they are doing that have nothing to do with that but have to do only with political advantage, sooner or later these things are going to come out. And when they do, they're much more difficult to deal with. And right now, I'm sure that the NSA is meeting constantly trying to figure out what they can do. Now, I think there will be enough, although I saw some statistics. More than half of the people polled thought that Snowden belonged in jail and had done something wrong. But close to that, almost 40% believed that he had done the right thing. So whistleblowers now are getting more sympathy, I think, under the circumstances that prevail, than they did previously. I think Snowden's in big trouble, but he's going to have enough people behind him, I think, to make it difficult for a successful prosecution, despite all of the threats by certain members of Congress and who are so shocked about all of this. They shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be shocked.
No. Sooner or later, these things surface. Sooner or later, they come out.
The peculiar thing about it, though, there is certainly he does indeed, Snowden, have a great deal of support. Though at one point, of course, so did Julian Assange. It seems that there are campaigns to demonize people who do take these incredible risks and that don't seem to be accidents at all. But we've got just a couple of minutes left, unfortunately. But I do want to ask you, you have stated flat out, of course, and people really ought to know that spying on the United Nations is illegal. And you have underlined the three sources of relevant international law, the 1946 Convention. Well, we could go into that, but branching out from there, the U.S. government has for decades released information, a sort of leaks, and of course this is done in a very calculated political manner in order to reinforce whatever position, policy, administration's in power at the time, it would like to convey to the public. Leaks and whistleblowing, there's a real gray area there, and it seems that definitions have been used in some respects to stigmatize people and also to legitimize some of the actions of the government. The what effect does Snowden's revelations have going forward on the manner in which the government chooses to leak certain information? And while at the same time hysterically guarding what it considers secret?
That's an excellent question, and I really wish I had an excellent answer for it. My response is, you know, will they ever learn? Will the government ever learn? I don't know how they make those decisions, and you're right to say politically motivated decisions, I think, come into play here. It depends on what their objective is at the moment, and they will make a decision to allow, as you say, a gentle leak, as it were, a preconceived leak, to support a particular position or policy.
Marcia, hang on a moment. We're flat out of time. I apologize for that. It's a very short program. Thank you very much for joining us. We're very, very happy to have you as a guest on the show today. My guest, Marcia Mitchell, is co-author of The Spy Who Tried to Stop a War, Catherine Gunn, and The Secret Plot to Sanction the Iraq Invasion. Thanks again for that, Marcia. This has been a Cascadia for Tuesday, June 18th. We have engineering the show today. We have a new engineer, and very happy to welcome Michael McDade to the KBOO Airwaves. Thanks so much for that, Michael. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.
Our listeners in Corvallis and Albany will be happy to hear that we have replaced the failed translator and installed a brand new translator. KBOO's new frequency for Corvallis, Albany, and Philomath is 104.3.